Both Kind and Ryan sit on the powerful Ways and Means Committee, where the debate over closing corporate offshore tax loopholes has been waged for the past 2 years. Bruce Spaight, who co-authored the Wisperg report, says neither Kind nor Ryan have taken a position on closing the loopholes, and each of them have received more than $100,000 in campaign contributions over the past two election cycles from corporations that are using the loopholes.
We have reached out to our entire delegation and urged them to support closing corporate tax loopholes to make sure that companies aren't able to kind of exploit tax laws to their benefit and to the harm of the rest of us, and they have not signed on so far.
Spaight says Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin is the only Wisconsin representative who's actively supported closing these loopholes, but Congressman Kind says he's playing by the current campaign finance rules and insists he is not beholden to any corporate contributors.
I've never taken any money with any quid pro quo attached to it, and I never will. Life is too short. I'm proud of my independent-mindedness and willingness to stand up to some powerful interests in Washington.
Kind says the only real solution to the tax reform issue and its impact on elections is to repeal the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United case that makes it possible for corporations to spend unlimited funds in election campaigns. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.